702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, let's find out from the world of viral content and Kabazela. What are people excited about? Kabazela, tell me about a babysitter calling 911.
Good morning to you, Bella. Yeah, so being a babysitter must be quite a difficult job because I think you're always on your feet and you're chasing after the kids and doing lots of things. And even if your full-time job as an au pair, and perhaps when you do this kind of job, there might be instances where you get into a bit of a panic because the kids have done something, they've maybe pulled a trick or a prank on you, or they injured themselves or something like that, right? So this woman was looking after this kid, this little boy,
yeah.
And he had he liked to go to magic camp, and he had obviously come back from magic camp and he learned these couple of tricks, and now he wanted to play the tricks on the babysitter. And they were playing hide and seek, and she was seeking him and she couldn't find him, and then she started to panic and she called 911 for assistance, and this is the 911 call that has been released.
911, what's your emergency?
I have the kid, I'm babysitting.
It's all right. We're going to send someone over. What happened?
They were playing hide and seek, and I've been seeking for like 3 hours. I can't keep seeking.
You're sure you checked the whole house?
Yes, but she's not normal. Connor went to magic camp.
What does that mean?
It's an illusionist camp. They like escape stuff and eat coins.
Have you checked outside?
You don't understand. Last week he made me pick a card and a bird flew out of my mouth. He doesn't own a bird. Where did the bird come from?
Okay.
Oh, no. His parents are pulling in.
Maybe they know where he's hiding.
I can't even call it. Oh, my God. Am I going to go to jail? Connor!
Ma'am?
You in the sleep of freezer? How are you breathing there?
Illusion. So he was hiding in the freezer, apparently, and he jumped out at the last minute and gave her a massive fright. Now, you listen to that and you think, no, it can't be real. It must be fake. And, I mean, it's been shared thousands and thousands of times on Twitter. So I did a little bit of digging, and apparently it's from a Netflix animated show called Paradise PD, where it looks at this police department in this specific area where there's lots of crime and the police are just so, you know, inadequate and poor, et cetera, et cetera. And there's so many of these bizarre 911 calls in this show. So that's where it originates from. But funny, nonetheless. But let's ask the question, Mongols. Have you had an issue or an incident where you've been babysitting? Maybe you've been looking after your friend's kids or your younger brother or sister,
yeah.
Or you are an au pair and you've had a really bizarre incident take place, or, you know, you panicked because something happened and your biggest fear was telling the parents what went down. Let's hear those stories this morning.
Yes, indeed. Your babysitting stories, 011-883-0702. To near misses, perhaps. Tell me about Boris Johnson stumbling during a speech.
So, I mean, if you are going to give a speech, and you know, Bongles, you give many speeches and, you know, MC many events, I think one of the biggest fears is that you lose your place in your speech, in the middle of your speech. And I mean, they always tell you when you're delivering a speech, you got to look up and you got to connect with the audience. And then, you know, you have that fear that as you look up and you look back down, you lose your place. So Boris Johnson was giving a keynote speech to some business leaders, and this happened to him. And he obviously has his speech and he's got it printed out on multiple pieces of paper, and he lost his place and he couldn't find his place for quite a long time. And it was so awkward. Take a listen to Boris battling to find his place.
So with safer streets, with great local schools, with fantastic broadband,
oh, shame.
Forgive me.
No.
Forgive me. People will have the confidence to stay nearer the place they grew up, to start business, and business will have the confidence to invest.
He doesn't even acknowledge what was happening. He just says, forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Yeah, and he like mumbles as well, and he's very bugger, bugger. Oh, forgive me. But, yeah, I mean, you can sympathize with the guy. So awkward. But apparently after the speech and all that, he said, no, it went pretty well. It was a good speech. I think it was delivered well. So clearly all politicians are delusional.
Listen, as a radio host who makes copious notes, I know exactly what that feels like. All right, that's where we'll leave it with Kabaza. Has it happened to you, giving a speech or speaking in front of an audience, and you suddenly lose your place and you can't find where you were? How have you handled it?